On the Go Media proudly presents Between the Ropes with your hosts, Colt Powers and Hunter Dietz.
Hey, Colt Powers here. As you notice, I don't have my normal sidekick, Hunter. He was not able to be here today, but this special episode of Between the Ropes features none other than the real deal, Mr. Collins. Mr. Collins, how are you doing today?
I appreciate you being here. This is fun.
I appreciate that you let us come up and do this.
It's
you,
my first podcast ever, so might be a little nervous.
Hey, that's all right. I will do my best, but wanted to be able to touch base with you. Originally, I had you on my plans anyway, just because we have a little bit of history. You were my first match way back in the early 2000s. We both worked for a promotion, United States Wrestling, USW, and you were my very first match. So you instantly always came to my mind of, oh, we do this podcast, I got to get you on. But I kind of expedited this because you got something brewing here. You got something coming up here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, something crazy is happening. I didn't expect... You know, you always think about, oh, what if? And Social Experiment Wrestling is coming to Mason City, and you can't go to Mason City without a little bit of Real Deal coming around.
You absolutely. Know? You know, the big old River Hawk Rumble happening on Saturday, May 9th. You're going to be a part of the Rumble.
Sounds like it.
Sounds like it. So, originally, when I saw some posts, we saw that Rhino is coming to town. He's going to be involved. He's battling for the championship against Humek.
Yep.
I do believe. So Humek's the current champ. Rhino's going to be there. And the Rumble is for a future cash-in on a title shot. And so when I first saw that this was kind of coming about, I saw some... exchanges on social media that somebody was calling out TRD, and you were just kind of looking forward to being in the crowd and enjoying the show with your family. But yeah. You kind of got called out a little bit, and something happened here, so you ended up, you're getting involved.
It sounds like it. Like, I was just planning on going. Rhino, man, we watched Rhino when I was, you know, going through high school and college.
Absolutely.
And, gosh, how can you not love Rhino and all those ECW guys and WWE guys? And so I was super excited. They're coming to the high school where I used to teach. I coach for the Mason City High School. I work here. So I was really excited to be in the crowd. And somehow someone got wind of that and started calling me out online a little bit. JB Grizzly. And so I couldn't just back down, I guess.
No, you got to rise up to the challenge. So, so let's go back then. And where did you start off wrestling? Well, let's go back even further. What got you into pro wrestling?
Oh, well, I was a wrestling fan when I was little. Like, I remember the very first match I ever saw was Andre the Giant versus Big John Studd. I don't remember why that's the first match I remember, but I remember Bobby Heenan throwing the money all over the place. I think it was a WrestleMania. And I remember where I was. I couldn't have been, 4 or 5 years old, maybe 6. So that's how I got started. And my uncle bought me a wrestling book with all the old school wrestlers in it. I still have that. And so, yeah, after that, I was hooked for a long time.
Okay.
We were the kids that wore the NWO shirts to school.
Yeah.
And did the DX chops and got in trouble.
Yep.
And, we would go to a show, or we would get pay-per-views on Sundays and in high school, bring those videotapes to our econ class. And okay. Mr. Warren at the high school let us watch pay-per-views every Monday and Tuesday after a pay-per-view. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, I was just a fan since I can remember.
Okay, so longtime fan, and somewhere in there you decided, hey, I want to give this wrestling a shot.
Well, you always think that, like, and I didn't look like you look like a wrestler. I don't look like a wrestler, and so that was never really on my mind. But you know, you always think it would be really neat and fun. And when I was a senior in high school, so 17, 18 years old, I went to a battle royal or a show in Forest City, and saw some really cool stuff. Saw people like T.S. Aggressor and Kenny Backwash. Those guys are etched in stone in Iowa pro wrestling.
Yes.
Back then, I didn't know that. Like, I didn't know those guys or never met those guys. But I got kind of hooked on that. And I said to my buddy that I was with, I was like, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this someday. That'll be really neat. Like, if that guy can do it, I can kind of do it. Like, this can't be that hard. I'm not big enough or strong enough, but I can get into a ring, get thrown over a top rope.
Yep.
And then it, like 10 years later, I was in a battle royal with those same guys. So that was kind of
that's awesome.
Cool moment.
Do you remember your first show?
My first wrestling show?
Yeah. Like that you were involved in.
Well, kind of. I mean, I wouldn't call it a wrestling show. I went to UNI, in Cedar Falls. They had this little kind of backyard thing called Cedar Falls Wrestling Alliance.
Okay.
And they were doing a story about it in the paper. They had a UNI paper. And it was in the East Gym. Bunch of guys some of them were trained by Harley Race.
Okay.
They got together and they just put on wrestling shows, and it started in a trampoline with like mats underneath, so you wouldn't bounce all over the place. I think a lot of wrestlers start kind of like that, you know. And it caught my eye, like, oh, that looks like a blast. And so I emailed somebody, and they said, come, I think it was Gabe Thompson. His work name is Gage, and he invited me to come to the show, Gage Octane.
Oh, yeah.
And beautiful Brent Fillmore.
Yep.
They were at that show, and I watched beautiful Brent Fillmore jump off a balcony onto this trampoline, and I was like, I was hooked. Like,
yep.
This looks like a blast. Like, some of the guys look like pro wrestlers, some of the guys didn't look like pro wrestlers. So I was hooked on that, and then I kind of forgot about it, and I was in my chemistry class at UNI, and a guy named Eddie Murphy was in it. I didn't know that, and we had started talking about pro wrestling. He's like, you should come to my show. Where I'm like, oh, you wrestle for those guys. I emailed them, and they told me to come watch, and I did. And so then I started going to the shows, and they started involving me in the practices and stuff. And,
okay.
And it started, like I said, it started out on a trampoline. I don't really remember my first match there, but like I said, it was on a trampoline, and it wasn't really a match. But that evolved. That CFWA stuff evolved into we got a ring. These guys that were trained helped a lot of the guys that weren't trained.
Okay.
Beautiful Brent Fillmore and Gage Octane and Brian Ash, they'd all been trained by Harley Race, so they kind of trained the other guys around them.
Okay.
And we just had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then those guys left, and we kind of built, about four or five of us together, kind of built that, got a ring, had promoted our shows, charged a dollar that we donated to charity every. Okay. We'd have 200-300 people come to watch our shows.
Nice.
So yeah, that's how I started.
Okay. No, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So you're originally from Mason City.
Yeah.
Okay. So you went to school at UNI. Some point you came back.
True.
And well, I mean, you worked with USW, and how did that kind of come about to be working in this area?
I don't really. My brain is mush from that.
No, that's all.
I can't remember what I did at noon today, so those kinds of things are hard for me to remember. So CFWA days, it was, you know, me and my buddy Dave and, who was Attitude Chris Ryan, Sonny True Love, and then Torturous Tony Sly.
Yep.
I'm sure you've heard of Torturous Tony Sly Danny.
Yep.
Danny was a genius. Like an absolute genius on booking and storytelling, and he doesn't get enough credit for that. So we rib him a lot about being a sandbagger and all that kind of stuff, you know. But that guy could, I don't know how he never got a job writing for somebody, either a sitcom on TV or wrestling. But anyways, we came back to Mason City. I was done with college. I was teaching here in Mason City. Heard about USW. I'm like, well, I gotta give this a try.
Yep.
You know, and they were a little hesitant when I showed up. I just showed up with a duffel bag and said, I'm ready to go.
Okay.
And, then after that, I was wrestling. I was their champion for a long time.
Yeah.
And eventing and traveling around to different places and having a good time.
So how far out did you travel? You go to other states then? Or?
So for USW, you know, we mostly wrestled in Manly. We had a show in Mason City. outskirts of Mason City at a couple different bar shows. Wrestled in Kensett.
Yep.
I traveled to, I think, Eau Claire, Wisconsin once.
Okay.
And wrestled for, that might have been Ian Xavier's organization there.
Okay.
I've wrestled for IPW a couple times.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah.
So you've done some work around the state and kind of, you know, touched on outside the state a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Not all right. A ton. Like, I was just having a lot of fun.
Just having fun. And that's,
locally, I mean, I didn't look like a wrestler. I didn't lift weights. I didn't do those kind of things. But I drew a crowd. Like, people came to see.
Absolutely.
To see me. And the boys would tell you that they got paid because TRD drew a crowd.
Right.
You know? And so I just, yeah, we did it and had a good time doing it.
And that's, so what I remember, for our first match, we were at a bar outside of Mason City, was my first match with you, which I can't thank you enough. Like I told you before we got started, it was my first match. It was probably my all time favorite because you were so easy to work with. And that's, I mean, you're a teacher, so that's probably what comes of that. So I got to give, props to you and big thank you, for making me feel like, part of the guys and part of it. But I just remember you had, I think it was kind of like a Stone Cold vest is what you were wearing at the time.
Oh, I was wearing a sparkly shirt probably.
Was it a sparkly shirt? Yeah, did you have a vest or something?
Dave did.
Dave had the vest?
Chris Ryan had an Walmart vest.
He had, okay. Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah, so you had your sparkly shirt. But I remember, don't think when you and I had our match, I don't think you were champion. But I just remember prior to that, you just had a charisma about you. You definitely, I can see why you would draw, especially in this area. A lot of people, I see on the, on Facebook and some of the social medias, everybody's talking, everybody's stirred up about TRD coming back for this. So you wrestled USW, IPW, and some other promotions around. How long did this last? When do you remember your last match?
Well, I feel like my last match then was we wrestled a show in Albert Lea, and I wrestled Attitude Chris Ryan. It was a bar show. We were outside. That's the last match I remember. I don't remember if there was any right after that, but that was. That was the biggest match I wrestled there at the end. And I remember because Big Daddy Dolan was on the microphone. And so that was exciting because I never wrestled in Albert Lea before. Before that, I think there was a show at the Armory here in Mason City where Dave, or Attitude Chris Ryan and I went against Ian Xavier and Thor Thunder.
Yep.
In our hometown, so that was exciting.
Yep.
We'd never done that before, right in the middle of town. And then after that, just, you know, I was done and things moved on. USW was done.
Yep.
I kept being a fan of IPW, so they invited me to a couple shows. Troy, who's a promoter for IPW,
yep.
Troy Peterson, you couldn't say enough good things about Troy. Like,
yeah.
If you want the epitome of a promoter, of someone that treats the boys well, who's just a great human being, Troy yep. Peterson. Troy Peterson all the way, every day of the year. I remember, so this was after I was done, he called me and said, hey, can you wrestle in Delta, Iowa, which is like a 4-hour drive. I'm like, what? Like, I don't even wrestle anymore. What do you want me going down there for? He's like, well, Mari Jannetty, he canceled on us. We need a wrestler. I said, I'm taking Mari Jannetty's place. That doesn't seem real. So I got $100, some gas money, a lot of beer to go to Delta and take Mari Jannetty's place. And
okay.
So that was kind of cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I still call myself the third rocker.
The third rocker. I love it.
It was crickets when I came out, but the match was really good. I wish I had a tape of that tag match against Devin Carter and Vin Cross, I think his name was. And
okay.
So, old school IPW guys. It was fun. It was a blast.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. Getting the call up out of the blue and being able to go down and take Marty Jannetty's spot.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, like you can't.
You can't make this that. Stuff up. Yeah. No.
$100? He's probably paying $2,000 for Mario Giannetti. Right. He made a lot of money, saved a lot of money on me coming
Got a good deal on it, but yeah. still, you had a lot of fun. And
yeah.
So that was, how many years ago you guessing that is?
Boy, that still was 20 years ago.
Okay.
And then there's probably two other appearances after that. They had a show in North Springs that was like, someone was sick, so they were making money for this kid that was sick, and they invited me to IPW invited me to do that.
Okay.
And I went out there. It'd been a while, so that had been like 4 or 5 years since I wrestled. So my gut was hanging out. I think I fell off the ring apron. someone talked me into not wearing a shirt under my other shirt. So it was a blast. We had a blast. And then I did a show for Sonny Ono at NIAC.
Okay.
Where I was supposed to manage Dan Severn.
Oh.
And then he backed out the day of. So okay. I ended up managing their heel tag team. And it was hard because I was a heel tag team manager and the crowd was chanting TRD. And so I had to go rip up some signs that my friends made and try to go over heel. And I think the last punch I ever took was from Ernest the Cat Miller.
Really?
Yeah. So
that's awesome.
I got that in my back pocket.
That is awesome. Yeah. That is awesome.
And Garrett Bischoff was on that show that was on the other team that we were going against. And so, yeah, it was really cool.
So you've been out of the business for a few years.
Yeah.
Still, I assume no training, no lifting weights, nothing.
Does it look like I'm lifting weights?
I just thought, well, maybe, especially since you're going to get back into the ring, are you doing anything to?
I have kids that range from 1 year old to 27 years old, so my day is busy. They're keeping me busy all day long. So no, I'm not lifting weights. It's like riding a bike, right? I'm not even good at riding a bike, so I don't know why I say that.
So but, you're literally just jumping right back into the mix. Yeah. And so you're going to get involved with the Rumble. So what I've gathered, we had an interview with the owner and promoter, Jason Pringle, here. I think it was a week or two ago, and talking about what's coming up here with Social Experiment Wrestling, the Riverhawk Rumble. And the winner of this Rumble is going on to have a chance at taking on their champion, whoever wins between Humec and Rhino, and that's going to be coming up June 5th in Cedar Rapids. Now, I think, I can't remember exactly, my mind goes mush too, can't remember 1 o'clock today for lunch, but the Rumble, I think, is going to be about every 2 minutes. Somebody new is going to come out.
Like that, yeah.
I think there's 10 or 15 entrants.
Last I heard, there's 12.
12?
That can change. You know,
things can change.
Cards subject to change.
I don't know. You don't know your entry number yet. Hopefully, last one is the hope.
That'd be ideal, right?
Are you prepared, then, if you win this Rumble, are you prepared to go on and face that champion, whoever it be, whether it's Rhino or Humec?
So my son, he's 14. He's never gotten to see, you know, by the time he was born, I was done with it.
Right.
So he thinks this is a full-time gig now. He's told everybody at the middle school, my dad's wrestling again. It's a full-time gig.
Okay.
I don't think you have to be super tough or strong to win a battle royal. My job is just to stay in there as long as I can, right?
Yep.
Just be smart.
I
still got that about me. I'm still smart.
Yep.
Maybe not the toughest guy or the fastest guy, but I guarantee the crowd's going to be behind me.
Oh, yes.
So I guess there's a world where I win and I go against, hopefully, Rhino after he wins the title that night. Yeah.
I say the pretty good chance of Rhino winning. I've seen Rhino's still pretty active and he's a beast.
Yeah.
So let's just say right now, Rhino wins, and let's say you win the Rumble here for the Riverhawk Rumble. Are you? How do you feel about potentially going up against that?
I think I'm going to maybe start working out if that's the case. Maybe watch what I eat. I got to have a little more stamina than I have so I can run away from the gore.
Yes.
Like, that's probably what I would have to do.
So I'm not entirely sure how insurance exactly works, but will you increase your insurance if you do end up going on? Or
luckily, I have some, it's who you know, right? So I know some people that drive an ambulance, so they'll be they'll be there for
they'll
me.
They'll be on standby just in case.
And yeah, I'm not stupid. I get what's going to happen if I go against Rhino, but I'll look at that after I win this thing.
We'll take this one step at a time and take on. Okay. So just going back just for conversation and fun, looking back, you were a fan growing up. Who did you really, I don't know if I want to say idolize, but who did you really look up to? Who were some of your favorite pro wrestlers?
So, I mean, Ric Flair. Like, if you go into my house, I have a whole wall dedicated to Ric Flair. I've got a Ric Flair robe signed by him. I got Ric Flair action figures. He was the man. Like, I know he was a heel.
Yep.
But for whatever reason, I got behind the heel sometimes.
Yes. Right? Yep.
He was the man. Like, I just loved everything about him. I loved the way he talked, loved the way he wrestled. It was fun to watch. So Ric Flair would be number one on my
head. He's your number one. And
love Bobby Heenan. Anything Bobby Heenan had to do with, like, especially today when you go back and watch the old Bobby Heenan stuff, like, there's nothing better.
Yeah.
Listening to Bobby Heenan's.
Oh, God.
He'd probably get canceled today on some of the stuff
he said. Oh, yeah.
But, man, it was funny. He was funny, and everything he touched turned to gold. And then Mr. Perfect,
Kurt Hennig.
I got to meet his daughter at one of the very first Hall of Fame wrestling shows that IPW put on.
I think you and I were there because I remember, was his son wrestling in one of those shows?
I don't know if son did. I remember his daughter did.
His daughter.
I don't know that his son did. His dad was always there.
Yeah. Larry was always there. Yeah. I remember meeting Larry several times and then, his daughter. Yeah, I think I ran into you at one of those shows, though, because was that one that Harley Race was still running?
Probably, yes.
Yeah.
Because that's why she was there.
Yes. Yeah, those were good shows.
Those were great shows.
I loved meeting Harley, for one.
I met Harley.
Yeah.
I met Harley.
Yeah. Nick Bockwinkel was at one of them that I met. One of them that we went to was supposed to have... Ricky the Dragon was supposed to be there, but his son was wrestling.
Yeah, that was that one.
I think. Yep. Okay. So yeah, that's the right show. But yeah. So yeah. No, that's a good setup.
Yeah, those would be my three
top three.
Know? Yeah, for sure. And Dusty Rhodes is always comes in. You know.
Oh God.
Yeah. My dog is named Dusty after
nice.
Dusty Rhodes.
Right. That's now. Awesome.
You know his I try to do his promos all the time. It's just fun.
It is. You know? No, it's fun. I love it.
Yeah.
So you've stayed with the product? Do you watch current
not as
television?
Much as I used to.
Okay.
Like, it's just not quite the same for me. But I never miss WrestleMania.
Yep.
You know, I watch all the pay-per-views. I've started to get back a little bit on Monday nights.
Okay.
It's not quite
It's not the same.
It's not.
It's not. But that's not always a bad thing. But it does. It's harder to pull some of us back in that's like, oh, we grew up with, you know, Rick or the Hogan era or even going to the Attitude era and stuff. Sometimes it's harder to pull us back in.
Yeah, for sure.
But, some of the product today, do you stick with just WWE or do you
I like the characters on AEW. I just I don't have time to watch a lot. So.
Yep.
You know, I like MJF.
Oh, yeah.
I love MJF.
Yes.
Like, he's great. Like,
yep.
I want to hang out with MJF.
I'm sure
he'd make fun of me all day long because I'm fat and old, but he's hilarious.
But it would be so much
fun. He's old school heel. Like, I love old school heel.
Yes.
Like, don't break kayfabe. Don't do.
Yeah.
Just old school heel.
That's, and he stays in character 24/7. Anytime he's out and about, he's in character. Yep. Even with little kids, it's like, wow, I love him.
Some of those old Minnesota guys that I used to wrestle did the same thing. Like, that's why I respected them. That's why Aaron Corbin and Big Daddy Dolan and all those guys. They were always in kayfabe. They didn't break it. I love that about them.
Yeah, because I think it was Aaron who I first was his enforcer for my first few shows.
That guy's a riot.
Yes, he is.
He's still a riot.
You still stay in touch with some of these guys?
Well, I don't really. Big Daddy Dolan, I do. I mean, every once in a while, he'll hear Pour Some Sugar on Me. I know he does. And I'll get a message. Or I'll hear some country song that makes me think of him, and I'll give him a message. And with this coming up, I've been texting back and forth about how I'm going to die, maybe. Or any pointers he can give me to be on a microphone in front of a camera.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, you're screwed. But and Aaron, his daughter actually works here at the school with me.
Oh, really?
Which is crazy. Okay. Crazy small world, right?
That is crazy.
It took me a while to figure that out. I'm like, oh, I know your dad. He used to beat me up regularly.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
No, that is awesome. That is great. So you still follow a little bit of product. How about your kids? They follow anything really?
So my son, who's 14, he goes in and out. Like,
okay.
Probably like what I did.
Yeah.
Through high school, but he goes in and out. Like, there's days that he loves it. And he's a big fan. Was a big fan of AJ Styles and those guys.
Yeah.
And then he'll get busy and we won't watch it together. And he's starting to get back into it a little bit when a pay per view comes around.
Yep. Yeah, you hit your high points. Okay. Yeah. All right. Nope. That's awesome.
Nothing over the top like probably me and my friends were at points in our lives.
Right. But. Nope. So we have the Riverhawk Rumble's coming up Saturday, May 9th. It's here in Mason City at the high school. You being a teacher here at the elementary, do you have a lot of kids that are interested in this then? I mean, you had a video up here when you announced that you were going to be involved, and a lot of kids were rallied behind you.
You hear that TRD chant.
I did.
It brought back some memories.
I did. So no, you got a lot of kids? And
I think so. I think they're excited. Kids get in free at that show. Like,
yeah.
How many wrestling shows do kids get in free? Like,
that is awesome.
That's amazing. Yeah. So hopefully we can pack that gym that night. And
absolutely.
I got ties a little bit to the high school and to some other schools here in town. So we're promoting the heck out of it and hoping a lot of people show up to cheer on TRD.
I was going to say, a lot of the kids and some kids, because you've been a teacher for how many years total?
11 or 12.
11 or 12. So you got a lot of kids that could come around and support, you know, all ranging up from high schoolers, and some kids would be out of school by now, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so you might have some kids come back. Sure. And
it's crazy the amount of the different people that have reached out to me that I haven't talked to in 20 years.
Like, yeah.
The people that used to come to all our shows and at UNI at CFWA, and they're like, oh, how do I get a ticket? This is exciting. We're bringing back the real deal. This is awesome. And so I'm looking forward to seeing some faces I haven't seen in 20 years even.
Yeah. So that's going to be awesome. It's
opening up some doors that I didn't think was ever going to happen.
Yeah. Nope. That is awesome. I know I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, you were my first match, and I can't thank you enough for that match.
That means a lot to me that you said that too.
Well, no,
I usually am I was never professionally trained at a wrestling school. So people look, like some wrestlers look down on
kind
of things, you know?
Oh, like yeah.
You're just a yarder. You don't know what you're doing. And that might be true, but they got, you know, Big Daddy Dolan told me the other day, he's like, yeah, but we got paid because you were there. Like, they should respect that a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
So you give your props to where you need to give your props and you respect the people around you and they'll help you through those kind of things, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, motion
sensor. Let me turn the light.
So,
I appreciate you saying that, because I always like to tell people, like, that meant a lot to me that you did that for me, and so that I get to be the other side. That's really cool. Thank you.
Yes. Well, no, and I, like I said, I really appreciate it, because I think back, and that for me it was my most memorable match, just because A, it was my first one. B, you were again just so good to work with. Helping me with spots throughout the match. I know it wasn't long. It was, but to me, it was. You know, we were in a bar here just north of Mason City, but it was, for me, it was a pay-per-view. It was a WrestleMania. It was like, sure, I am finally doing something that I've dreamed of doing for years, and you were so great to work with. So I want to give you that shout out and props.
I wish I could remember everything back then. I'm sure, like I told, I got my buddy David, who is Attitude Chris Ryan, on it right now. He's trying to find the tape. I mean, he had everything taped, so I'm trying to find the tape of you and I.
Oh, nice. So that'd be sweet.
Yeah, that'd be neat.
Like you said, I wish we, you know, nowadays we have cameras and everything that we can just, everybody films and photographs nowadays. I was trying to look back at just having a few pictures from that era, and I've got a couple, but it's not a lot. I mean, it's not something we did back then, you know, and I don't even remember if I had a flip phone, I might have had a few pictures on it, but
Like, I've got a picture with Mean Gene, and I've got a picture with Torturous Tony Sly and I with Harley Race, but I don't have a lot of those pictures.
Like, yeah, it's just not a lot of that stuff, and that's I got to look back and try and find my picture with Harley Race and some of those, because yeah, I just it wasn't, you know, the old school way of having a camera with you and having to go develop your film, and it's like a lot of that stuff gets lost by the wayside. But
we had the old school big camera.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
and there I have somewhere buried or some tapes that haven't been seen in probably 20 years, and I wish I could find. I can't find it right now, but there's some good stuff in there.
Some you got to be careful, brittle VHS,
old film out there.
So, but again, all right, we've got the River Hawk Rumble coming up Saturday, May 9th. It is at the Mason City High School. Rhino is going to be there. You are going to be wrestling in the Rumble. We've got a lot of other great matches that are coming up for this. It's a big deal, and I encourage everybody to come out. Like I said, I think the age is 16 and under. Yeah, I think those kids are all free.
All free. And military.
And military.
How cool is that?
They're very big on the military. So very, very cool stuff. Jason Pringle is the owner and promoter. Check out Social Experiment Wrestling on social media. They do have a list of upcoming shows for that. But the big one is, again, coming up May 9th. And it is going to feature none other than the real deal, Dean Collins. And I very much appreciate you being here with me today. Thank you so much. And I hope to be able to talk to you afterwards. We're not carting you out on a stretcher. And
look, I'd like to do some more of these with you someday. So.
I think this would be fun, being able to just sit back and talk. And I would like to do one afterwards and talk about your experience with it. And hopefully we're talking about you moving on to taking on the champion.
Yeah, we'll get there when we get there.
I'm looking forward to it. So, again, thank you very much. Yeah. You can see TRD, again, on May 9th at the Mesa City High School. It is the River Hawk Rumble with Social Experiment Wrestling.
For those of you who are watching this and don't get out to indie wrestling, you've got to get out to indie wrestling. Whether it's Social Experiment Wrestling, IPW puts on great shows. Man, I can't put over the talent that wrestles for those. Madhouse Wrestling. Like Malice is a good friend. You got to get out there and watch those guys. I mean, that's what they live for. They live to do this for the fans. And we just got to keep promoting indie wrestling.
Indie wrestling, honestly, indie wrestling is where a lot of it's at. And you, by these prices, free, I mean, it's not like WWE. And I'm not knocking them, but you're not going to get into WWE for that price.
Correct.
You know, and you're going to see some great quality wrestling. And it's going to be a good time. So, I agree. Absolutely. Promoting indie wrestling and any shows that you can get to. Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's good stuff. So
I had to plug that a little bit.
No, absolutely. I appreciate that too. So again, TRD will be there on May 9th, River Hawk Rumble. I, Colt Powers, and for Hunter, who is not here, thank you very much. And make sure you like, subscribe, and share the Between the Ropes podcast.